My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about what our typical Mondays look like. So first, I want to caveat this by saying that Neil's at a different level of business. I'm at a different level of business. Don't think that you need to be doing exactly what we're doing. So it's good for us to have context, right? So Neil, more or less on the way, close to nine figures, if not already there with his business, right? And then eight figures for us. So don't think that you need to like compare your chapter, like whatever chapter five to someone else's chapter 20, okay? But we just want to give you some context into how we're thinking about it right now. So Neil, you want to go first?
Sure. So my Mondays typically are very light on actual work and a ton on meetings on what needs to be get done and accomplished for the week. I also leave quite a bit of free time on my Mondays. And the reason being is I want to make sure that I have a very productive Monday. I get a lot of work done. So then that way I can have a whole productive week versus just being on the phone full time or getting nothing done. So it's a combination of meetings and planning for the week, as well as getting work done to ensure that the week is successful. And I honestly spend a lot of my time on emails, phone calls. My Mondays also spend quite a bit of time with content productions. So that way I can align it up for the week. And that's really it. I try to keep it light and spend time with my kids as well.
Cool. Yeah. So there are, I think this is a helpful framework for people to understand that when you start working for someone, obviously you're an employee. And then what happens is you become self-employed. And then what happens is you're kind of in the business. And then the goal is to work on the business, right? Where you're helping strategically, but then you want to work above the business, right? And so when you're working above the business, you're not necessarily in the day-to-day. You might actually even be sitting in this visionary seat where you're helping, you know, people might come to you every now and then, but you're largely just kind of observing. And then people might come to you now and then say, hey, I need help recruiting this person. I need help, whatever. You might tap into your network, but you're largely operating at a high level and you're looking at not just maybe this business unit, but you might have multiple business units. So for me, Mondays are actually very meeting heavy. So Mondays, that's where I have all my one-on-one meetings with my leaders. And there might be strategic meetings. These meetings go for about 90 minutes or so. So after Mondays, I typically don't have much meetings, if any at all. And actually now, given the NFT project that I'm working on, which we'll talk about in the future, but I'm really focused on the NFT side of things. And then also every now and then I'll help with recruiting. But Tuesdays through Fridays, I don't have a lot of phone calls. You know, I'll record content with Neil like this on Thursdays. So we'll kind of, I'll just saying like, typically Mondays are very structured, Thursdays are content. But other than that, I don't have too many calls going on. Neil?
Yeah. And last piece of advice for me is whatever you're thinking about doing on your Mondays, keep in mind your whole week and what you want to accomplish. If you don't know what you want to accomplish, you should definitely figure that out on your Mondays and make sure that you're working towards accomplishing it.
Yeah. Mondays for me are, it's a really great way to get the week started. Everyone's back. And so it's a nice way to set the tone, which is why I like getting all the strategic stuff done on Monday. But just keep in mind too, leaving time, if you have the luxury of having free time to think about things, just Neil goes on walks with, you know, his family, right? Sometimes those walks, let's say Neil walks by himself or whatever, there's free time to kind of get away from this stuff. And that's where some of your best strategic thoughts are going to come from. So that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE if you want to improve on your strategy and tactics around marketing and business. It's going to happen in Miami. It's going to be outdoors, November 7th to the 9th, marketingschool.io/live, LIVE. And we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.